Your thoughts on tonight's 4-2 Windsor Park Big 2 Derby win?
Massive game, massive win. I thought we started the game at a hell of a tempo for the entirety of the first half, and to go in only 2-0 up was disappointing. I know we probably should have had another penalty in there, which was somehow turned away, but we warned the players at half time. I sort of could smell a wee bit of sort of complacency, that we were so on top of the game that somebody like Gary Smith in our dressing room and Paul Lehman, who's, you know, worn our colours with immense pride, aren't just going to let the second half ride out the way the first half went. So the disappointing thing is, for 10 minutes in the second half, we looked all over the place. We looked edgy, we looked anxious, we made poor decisions, we defended poorly. And all the hard work in the first 45 minutes was out the window in 10 minutes. The place then become a bit edgy, and rightly so, because they were starting to dominate for 2-3 minutes of the game, and you're always sort of wary that when are we gonna get our ball players on, our experienced players, need to settle people down. You're trying to get the message on, stay calm. But thankfully, when we did get a foothold in the game again, the players showed immense character. And again, some of our quality, some of the goals were very good goals. I'm immensely proud of our players tonight, absolutely, because again, it might be a good one going forward when you are winning a game. A team ties you up at 2-2, but the players showed immense character and a wee bit of pride again to go, and a wee bit of quality. We made a couple of changes. Obviously, we went to the two centre forwards, took the two wide players off. And we got an impact off the bench, which is vitally important with players not starting, that they tuned in, mentally, physically, ready to go when needed. And the players that come on tonight give us a big impact when they did.
You must be thrilled for Chris Casement, who got the important third one there tonight.
Chris, I've been, you know, immensely, not only pleased with him, proud of him, because, you know, the amount of sort of battering he took sort of on a personal side last year, and to come back in pre-season with still the hunger that he wanted to be. He's been here a number of years. He's been here before I brought him back. So I was immensely proud, you know, even tonight with a big goal. He's one of those players that goes under the radar quite a bit and not many people notice him. But you know, the way he's gone about his job this year has been... It's been a credit to him, and I say to pop up with a big goal the way he did tonight. Normally defensively he's been sound, but to pop up with a goal at a crucial time for tonight, I'm immensely pleased for Chris.
And Michael O'Connor again, deadly in front of goal tonight with a great goal, just as he got two the other night.
Yeah, it was a big decision to sort of go with Andy. Andy's been very good on the sort of the run that we've been on for 9 or 10 games. Michael coming in last week gave us the impact of the game when he started that we know that he has. So it's important that when the players, sometimes I've been in all the shoes, at times when sometimes you play, then you're left out, you're in and around the squad, but subs need to be ready. He's paid by the football club. It's never easy when you're leaving players out who have maybe done pretty well. Matty Clark was a prime example when we went to Solitude early in the calendar, that, you know, Joel Cooper was suspended. Matty came in, done a terrific job for us that day, but the game after we reverted back to Joel, who'd been very good for a number of weeks. So players have got to realise that, you know, we need to be, it's not always going to be the same 11. People need to be ready, suspensions, injuries. And when needed most tonight, the good thing was Michael come on, gives an impact, Daniel had a hand in the goal, Chris's goal, and they come on with the right attitude to help not only individually themselves. It was unselfish work tonight, and they had a big impact in the two goals that we got.
A 2-2 tonight, you must have had a flashback to that European game in May, did you?
I can't remember that game, Andy. I try and put anything that happened in May last year, most of the season last year, to the back burner.
Well, it's great character to get.
Absolutely.
And then go on and win it.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm immensely pleased for the player. I'm immensely proud the way they've gone about it. With so many big games, every game, every Tuesday night, every Saturday seems to be a Glentoran or Crusaders. With Crusaders again on Saturday, with Coleraine upcoming, and then with Ballymena, and then with Ballymena in the League Cup, and then with Ballymena every game. It's not one of those where you might think you might get a softer draw in the Irish Cup. So,
but it's a great run. I think we've won every single game in January, so that's a brilliant month for us, isn't it?
It's been a good month. It's been a good month, and it's important that for me to make sure that we don't drop our standards, because when we drop our standards like we did for 10-15 minutes in the second half tonight, other teams in the league can punish you. Thankfully, we didn't get punished tonight, and we learn a lesson and improve for the. Improve that on Saturday against Crusaders.
Great occasion for the live cameras here tonight, wasn't it? Big crowd, big game, big atmosphere, big win for us.
Yeah, they're always, you know, when Sky and BBC and whatever else are here, sometimes the adverts can be hit or miss. You know, the last game we played Glentoran on Sky, I think half the country didn't see it because I think there was a fault in the television. So hopefully that went out live tonight. And again, I'm a big advocate. People question me. I said a number of weeks ago that free-flowing attacking football isn't conducive to the Irish League. Of course it is, but you have to be realistic that, you know, you can't play on poor pitches. You can't play at times when you know, the weather's as bad as it is here. So when the pitch is right, when the surface is right, you seen two teams out of the night, and I thought some of our play tonight was absolutely exceptional. So we can play. So I'll put that one to bed. People sort of questioned. It's a Linfield way. Your man's off his rocker for saying that we can't play. Absolutely. That's why we train hard during the week in small, tight areas. Good players can deal with the ball. And I think not only tonight, but a lot of the games this season, especially at home. It's another four goals that we've scored against Glentoran. We've scored four against Crusaders, Cliftonville, and other teams like that here, Warren Point. So that's a pleasing thing.
And goals from right across the team as well, isn't it?
Yes, that's also important. I don't think we scored any set plays tonight. Normally we pop up with one, so hopefully we'll keep that one for Saturday. Somebody may pop up with an important set play.
And lastly, Saturday needs no motivation for a big Irish Cup game against the Crews.
Definitely not. Again, they've been the team that we're all sort of chasing over the last number of years, and they're a good squad. They'll be hurting, they'll be looking for a wee bit of revenge, redemption on Saturday, and we'll need to make sure that we match that, and then not only match it, but be better than what they fire at us.
Well done tonight on a huge win against our rivals from across town.
Cheers, Andy, good morning.